So page 41, this is so this is dealing with your basic chords, and I've grouped them into major, minor and dominant chords, starting with the major triad. So we'll do this in A. So we'll have a major triad. It's made up of one first, third, major third and fifth. So that's on the sixth string root, A major, and then or D major, the other shape, fifth string root, and then we'll have G major, same on the fifth fret. Triads, and then we got minor triads, which is a root, a flat third, and a fifth. So a minor triad on the sixth string root, then a D minor, fifth string root, and then we've got G minor, fourth string root, D string root, and then our dominant seven chords, which is a four-note chord, a one, a three, a five, and a flat seven. So A7, there's your flat seven. Flat seven. A7, then D7. G7. So there's three dominant seven chord shapes. And then minor seven, flat third, first, flat third, fifth, and flat seven. A minor seven, D minor seven, and then G minor seven. Got major 7, 1, 3, 5, 7, 6 string root, A major 7, and a 5th string root 1, a D major 7, D major 7, then a G major 7, it'd be a useful exercise to go through and identify all of the intervals in those chords. Okay, so moving on to some slash chord voicings. These are some common slash chords. So the first one is a major slash chord with a third in the bass. So it's based on see that one quite a lot, and then another third in the bass voicing, so that's a C major with an E in the bass. There's your E, a normal C, and a third in the bass, and a common that's a C major with a G in the bass. That's a fifth in the bass. And then we've got one with a flat seven in the bass. This will be a seven chord, a dominant seven chord. So this is A with a G in the bass. And another flat seven in the bass. This is the next one, which is D major with a C in the bass. And another very common voicing is this with a second in the bass. So that's G major with an A in the bass. And then we've got G major with a C in the bass. So that's a fourth in the bass. And another one. And another one with a third in the bass, another voicing. So this is D with an F sharp in the bass. Similar to that. And a fifth in the bass, another voicing for fifth in the bass. So this is B major with an F sharp in the bass. And a fourth in the bass, D major. A D major with a G in the bass. Hang on, that's not right. There we go. Another one with a second in the bass. So this is a and then an A7 with an E in the bass. Right, and then we've got some more some of the extended minor chords. So these are using, if you carry on taking every other note, you get, after you get 7 chords, you get 9 chords, then you get 11 chords, then you get 13. So a common, used quite a lot, minor 9. The added, add the 9 on. So that was A minor 9. And a D minor 9. Then you've got the minor 7 flat 5. That's an A minor 7 flat 5 and a D minor 7 flat 5. Whoops. Then a minor 11. And then another minor 11, a D minor 11. We've got the minor add 9, so this is an A minor add 9, so this is just a minor triad with a with an extra 9 added. It's A minor add 9, and then a D minor add 9. Got your dominant extended chords. So first one, a dominant 9. So just by adding the 9 note, and then a D9, dominant 11, and D dominant 11, dominant 13, and a D dominant 13. Then you've got your altered dominants. It's a very common one, the Hendrix chord, a 7 sharp 9. And then an A7 sharp 5. A7 flat 9, so D7 flat 9. And then a sharp 5 flat 9. There's lots of other altered dominant shapes that you can work out. And then we've got major chords. So we start with the major 9. Easiest way to get this is a minor 7 upper major 3rd. So if you, that's an A minor 9 and a D major 9. Sorry. And then major 6, D major 6, and an A major 6. And then you've got your add nine, take the major triad and add a nine. That was A add nine, and then a D add nine. Then you've got your sus chord, sus seven, no major third. That's the key with the sus chord. The third is replaced by a fourth or a second. You can have sus two or sus four replacing the third. So that's quite ambiguous chords. So that's a sus seven. You've got the flat seven in there. And then a sus seven, a D sus seven. And you've got your sus four, just a triad, one, four, five. So there's your triad. Then a sus two. And then diminished chords. So there's a diminished shape, an A diminished. And fifth string group, an A diminished.